ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Welcome back to another Pod on the Tyne match day. We are back at St James's Park for Newcastle United v Wolves. The Magpies will of course be home and register a first win of the season. And Eddie Howe has got some decisions to make. Will we see the big German lad up front? Will it be Murphy or Alanga? Will George and Chris spill their tinnies?
Livramento, Barnes, Guimaraes. This is good, but no end product for Harvey Barnes.
So the time is 6 p.m. A little more than an hour after Newcastle United have recorded their first victory of the 2025-26 season at the fourth attempt. George, how are you feeling right at this very moment in time?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm not prepared to mention the name of the team that Newcastle United beat. That's in honour of Eddie Howe, who refused to mention Liverpool by name yesterday, didn't he, in his press conference?
The other team is how he described it.
Yeah, the other team.
Alexander Isak, yeah. So that was, it was an interesting pre-match press conference. We'll come on to a little bit more of what he said a little bit later. What I was going to ask you, George, is did you see any kids from Dundee in the crowd?
Or I didn't see any Scottish people at all, so that's fine.
Sorry, that is also in reference to a story which a lot of you may have seen this week, that Newcastle United have cancelled 45 tickets to a private school, in Dundee, nearly 200 miles away from Newcastle, which has caused a lot of controversy given the lack of tickets available for supporters who want to get here and who have paid for memberships. But yeah, we are currently sat in the press box. There are some lawnmowers being walked along.
I love this, yes, this feeling of moving on straight away. So Newcastle win their first game of the season against the other team, and then immediately you've got this sense of preparing for the next game. We have got two lawnmowers on the go. There's another two lawnmowers on the side of the pitch. The ground staff are already repairing the pitch. I love that kind of feeling.
For a game on Thursday night, which we'll come on to in a little bit. But yeah, just before the match, David Hopkinson, the CEO, came into the press room, the press box, and introduced himself. to everyone around. So that was good to see. Obviously, there's further engagement, which hopefully is going to come from him. But when I mentioned Eddie Howe's pre-match press conference, I just wanted to touch upon something he was asked about, sort of myth that's arisen that Eddie Howe was not like working with sporting directors, which he pushed back on. But then he said, yeah, I had a really good relationship with Dan Ashworth. And for a long while, I had a really good relationship with Richard Hughes at Bournemouth, which I think, A, was a pointed reference to the fact that he probably doesn't have a regular relationship with Richard Hughes anymore. And B, who did he not mention, who was the sporting director who was there last year? So Paul Mitchell was not mentioned at all.
So there's a lot of mention of people that we can't mention. Or there's a lot of mention of not mentioning.
Yes, exactly.
But come on, let's mention things.
Yes, let's mention
We've
things.
Just
right.
seen Newcastle United win their first game of the season.
What's your overriding emotion?
I think it's a bit of relief. Obviously, it was a great moment to see Mick Voltermeider score his first goal for the team, his first match. I mean, very important, I think, in the circumstances. Another player that maybe we can't mention or shouldn't mention because we've been mentioning him too much, but he plays for the other team. It's getting quite difficult, this, isn't it?
It
Should
is.
Should we just start mentioning them?
Yes. Well, Alexander Isak, scored 38 minutes into his debut, I think it was, whereas Nick Voldemort scored 29 minutes into his Newcastle United debut. So
just felt really important, though, didn't it? I mean, after the summer that Newcastle have had, obviously the first three games of the season, playing without a senior centre-forward, and for him to get that goal on his debut, I mean, we talked in the midweek pod, the plan, I think, was probably not to start him in this match, that all things being equal.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the midweek pod, then apologies that we talked about how Johan Wissel was going to have the big
Well, that was the plan.
It was the plan,
That was very
and
much
then, and then
the
he
plan.
Was absent because he's got a knee injury, which anyhow cannot yet confirm how serious that is or otherwise. He went for a scan this morning, but yes, that's why Voldemort was starting.
Yeah, and I think for him, for the team, for Eddie Howe, kind of for everybody really, to see him get that goal just felt really important. And the fact that it was Murphy playing in that cross, I don't usually do the goal descriptions, that's your job, but there was something sort of poetic in that, I thought. It was a beautiful deep cross from the right. You know, saw that so many times with Alexander Isak, that Murphy connection, and he took the goal really well. I mean, I don't want to say it's a full start, but this isn't what his game is. I mean, he really couldn't miss that from that cross, that header.
It was still a very good header.
But it was still a very good header. But that isn't his game.
No.
It's not his game to use aerial ability to sort of make an impact. I think we saw that he can use his physicality quite well. He's awkward, I think, for centre-halves to deal with because he does have that big, lanky frame. And he held the ball up well. He dropped deep a lot. We're going to see a lot more of that. That is his game. He comes in search of the ball.
Isak, I think, is a lot more of a player who he can drop deep, but he also looks to stretch in behind. He faces towards goal. Voldemort spends most of the game facing towards his own goal, but not in a way of where you would think of a 6 foot 6 inch target man. It's because he's then looking to come deep and he plays lovely one touch passes. There was loads of times where he played one touch passes to his teammates. Joe Linton was trying to get closer to him and get beyond him. There's a couple of moves in the first half, and you can see that Newcastle have already worked on. I asked Eddie Howe about this after the game, and it has something I've been working on with him because he's a different striker, and Newcastle need to play to his strengths, and he needs to learn a bit more about how his teammates play with him. But I think for someone who's only had four training sessions with his teammates, there were a lot of encouraging signs there, even if beyond the goal he probably didn't really have another chance other than when he absolutely twatted a volley off Mosquera's face midway through the first half.
Yes, he certainly can hit the ball hard, we saw that there. But there was also that lovely moment, wasn't there, in the build-up to the Jacob Murphy goal that was then disallowed for offside. He played that lovely little sort of flighted chip on the left that Harvey Barnes ran onto and then got the ball into the box well. And so he loves the ball, he wants the ball. I spoke to him afterwards too, along with a lot of other people in the mix zone. And, you know, he's a forward who wants the ball. He wants time on the ball. It's just such an encouraging moment for him to be able to get that goal, say that he's done it. And he did seem in those very early interactions, he seems kind of quite relaxed. He seems like a cool sort of fella, not worried about the price on his shoulders, but just so good to get that out the way straight away.
I was really happy when I scored the goal. Now we won the game. It was really important for us as a team. And can be better debut.
You love the ball as well, don't you? I mean, you're not a sort of typical number nine centre forward. You want the ball. You crave the ball.
Yeah, I like to drop also. Like to come in the rooms where the midfielders are sometimes to make an overload or something. So I guess we did really well today already as a team. I just played the first game now. Had four training sessions. And the guys already knew, I guess, that they play more on my feet, that they can play the ball to me also. And I guess we did really well.
Does Newcastle feel like home already? Have you enjoyed settling in so far?
Yeah, always, of course, take some weeks, but I already feel really good here. I've already felt welcome when I met the fans in the city and also at the club. It's really, that's kind of special. And I didn't have too many clubs in my life, but this already feels really good. And I guess the persons which are working here are really nice. And yeah, you already feel welcome. Like they have an eye on you. So it's really good for me.
Heidi, just on that, when you say about Nick's strengths, he's obviously only been training for a few days. How have you managed to get him into the system so quickly? And it seemed like you changed slightly the players getting close to him and the like. How have you managed to do that in such a short space of time as well?
Yeah, we've had four training sessions with him, and I think it's slightly different for him. I think just the way that we train, I think it's always slightly different with any manager. But we've got our way of doing things, and you know, every time you sign a new player, you sort of start the journey again. You start the building blocks, getting the basics of how we play, and then through time you expand that and find loads of different ways, hopefully, to tap into his strengths that we can bring out. So very early stages, really, it was just getting to understand the basic start positions, and of course off the ball is such a big thing for us. But I have to praise his game intelligence because he picks it up really quickly.
As a character, what's he like? Because as a footballer, he's not what you'd expect from a sort of 6 foot, 6 inch thing target man. He didn't feel like that. What's he like as a sort of character?
Very, very humble. I mean, very calm, but good company. You know, very good communicator, funny. I'm just trying to give you sort of a flavour of what he's like. But yeah, he's just, you know, no language issues. He's very, very easy to talk to. And I think the players have really taken to him.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
I think we'll come on to more Voldemort a little bit later. I just want to sort of return to the start of the game. And actually, for the first certainly 15, 20 minutes, I thought Wolves looked dangerous. I mean, they had two shots inside the opening 45 seconds. They really probably should have scored.
And there's suddenly an early opening here. An unexpected start, a corner for Wolves in the first minute. Bang! Caught into action again, and it's been sub-opening minute for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
One of the three Gomez's that they had on the pitch, I think it was Jean Gomez, I don't know which one of the three.
Well,
Gomez's.
They had several Gomez's,
exactly.
Let's not worry too much.
Had a chance within the first 9 seconds. Early on, Newcastle looked a little bit nervy, and Wolves looked dangerous, but then when Wolves didn't score, Newcastle sort of grew into it a bit, and Tino Livramento was having more long throws, which were causing havoc. There was one which was flicked on by Joel Linton in the box, and then Jacob Murphy had a shot from point blank range, which the keeper managed to block. There was 20 minutes. Harvey Barnes was played a ball over the top towards Harvey Barnes. He was sort of through on goal. Mosquera catches him with his elbow. There was big shouts for a penalty. There's VAR check for a penalty. Well, so last man, whether it was inside the box or not, I'm not sure. But he would have probably been dismissed if it had come off. It was a one, I think it probably was a foul, but was it enough to be overturned by VAR? Possibly not. But Newcastle built into the game without really starting like on fire. It's not like they had loads of chances in that first half, and the sort of Voldemort goal is important. But just before we go back to the Voldemort goal, I just wanted to touch upon something that we noticed about Tulu, the Wolves striker, in his socks. He had a rather interesting
Yeah, I don't really know how to describe that. I mean, it's one of those things that got me kind of quite angry for about 30 seconds. I'm now having to try to remember why. Oh, yeah, it's because he was wearing a pair of perfectly good yellow socks. He came over to the sidelines for treatment. He then revealed that the socks were kind of false socks. In fact, they were basically aerobic leggings. He was wearing yellow aerobic leggings.
He's cut the bottom off
because
the sock,
he's done that thing where he's cut the bottom of his socks off, and beneath his perfectly good Wolves yellow socks, old gold socks, he had a pair of white socks. So if you've got a pair of like white socks underneath your gold socks, why can't you just have the gold sock? Anyway, so he had to roll down those white socks to get treatment or whatever. And then you see the farcical situation where he was then having to cover up the white socks with yellow tape to make them yellow. He's already got yellow socks, Chris. What? And I realise I'm an angry man. I'm an old man.
That's
shouting
why I wanted
clouds.
To mention this, because I
but
wanted
like,
to.
And of course, the gold socks themselves have got holes cut into them as well because of that stupid thing where players cut holes into their socks. So he's got a perfectly good pair of socks that don't have a bottom on to the sock, but he's then put another pair of socks on to have a pair of socks, and then he's had to tape them yellow. What is going on?
I just want to see how animated you got about this.
What
there's
is going
no,
on
no
with the world?
There's no point about mentioning that album to see how animated you were, but anyway, yes. So,
why?
So the Voldemort goal...
Why, Chris? Came, why?
It came at an important point in the match. It was sort of just before the half-hour mark, and he'd not really had a clear cut chance, but he was involved in the build-up, and he, if you watch his movement back, his movement's actually very clever in terms of he starts to come to the right-hand side of the box when the ball is going out towards the right. And then there's a couple of other passes out wide on the right. And so then he drops deeper, drops off his man, and then starts to move to the back post, which is when the ball comes back to Jacob Murphy. Jacob Murphy, who, since the start of last season, only Mohamed Salah, with 19, has more open play assists in the Premier League than Jacob Murphy, who has 12, seven of which he provided for Alexander Isak last season. Hopefully, this is the start of a relationship between him and Nick Voldemort. As you say, a gorgeous cross. But it's not what Nick Voldemort is known for. I spoke to a few people who watched him a lot in Germany this week, basically saying he's not actually very, very good at heading the ball. Well, that was a very good header. Yes, and I agree with you. It was a perfect cross and a perfect position that he was in, but he's still got to finish it in the way they did. And he took it so well. And it felt like a huge moment inside the stadium, really, because for the start of the season, Newcastle have not had a centre-forward for the first three games. To have a centre-forward there, as unconventional as he is, as different as he is in many ways, for him to be the one to score that goal and then it to turn out to be the winner just feels like such a huge moment. Eddie Howe described this win afterwards as a huge moment in our season. We're four games into what is going to be a mammoth season given all the games Newcastle have, but it did feel like a huge moment.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this being a sort of potentially a reset moment in the sense that got the three games out of the way, everybody knowing what the story was, the narrative was around the club about the centre-forward. He's now gone, the window's shut, Newcastle have done their business and, you know, have got every reason to feel excited about what's in front of them. But as you say, you know, they had to get that win under their belt, however they did it. This is now the start of a huge sequence of matches. Obviously, it's 3 in 8 days. You've got this one and then Barcelona on Thursday and then Bournemouth on Sunday. That's a kind of great test, both of your squad, of your mentality. And to go into that with some momentum just felt really, really important, because if you reverse the situation and think how we'd have been feeling if Newcastle hadn't won or if they'd lost, you know, no momentum, but they have a bit of momentum. It's also 23 games. Sorry, no, it isn't. It's also 23 days and 7 games.
And 23 games in 23 days would be a heck of a lot.
Well, that would be a lot of games.
That would
be a lot of games. But 7 games in 23 days is enough to be going on with. And yeah, you want to have some momentum. It's going to be a fascinating challenge. 2 years ago, we saw that Newcastle struggled in terms of personnel, in terms of the kind of physicality, in terms of injuries and so on and so forth. But just absolutely vital for them to use this reset moment and get their win. And obviously, you know, we talked about Wissa and what a big blow that is. You know, they're going to be more reliant than they wanted to be on Voldemort at the start. So, yeah, absolutely vital that he's off and up and running.
Just briefly touching upon, I wanted to bring up Sandro Tonali, who I thought was magnificent.
Superb.
For Newcastle. I thought that Murphy was very good and Voldemort was very good, but Tonali just knits everything together. He was all over the pitch. He was brilliant. He was very unfortunate not to score just before half-time with a left-footed shot from the edge of the area after he'd feigned and then shot, and it ricocheted off the inside of the post and away. He is the Duracell bunny of this side. He's brilliant. Does a bit of
everything. He was also the guy that was taking the ball into the corner at the end. He was absolutely giving everything. The whistle goes, he just goes straight to the ground, sits there. He's given everything. He is a magnificent footballer, as you say. I mean, that's the great way of putting it. He knits the whole team together, contributes at both ends of the pitch. We're very, very lucky to be able to watch him and have him. And I totally agree. I thought he was really the difference maker in that match.
He twatted another kickoff out of play as well. More to come on the FA.
Yeah, that's
week,
exciting. I am excited about that. I'm excited about the story that we're going to do about that.
And yeah, it was second half. You mentioned the changes they're going to have to make. Joe Willock came on for Joe Linton, who's just back from injury. Voldemort came off in the 65th minute. He said he was cramping up a little bit, wanted to come off because the physicality of the Premier League. Usula came on. Not sure either of those made a huge impact, but that's not necessarily ever going anywhere. Willock, interestingly, was actually the right side, number 8. Bruno Guimaraes moved to the left. Harvey Barnes was replaced by Anthony Elanga later on. Newcastle are going to have to use that squad. Botman came on in injury time. It'll be interesting to see that you suspect it'll be largely the same team against Barcelona, but then when Newcastle go to Bournemouth on the Sunday, so just 3 days afterwards, how they change things. But a third clean sheet in 4 games, George, you wrote about this. That felt important in many ways as well. Defensively, Newcastle have been strong.
Yeah, I mean, just on your point about the squad, you would obviously expect Anthony Gordon to start. That'll give the team some legs, and perhaps Alanga will come into the starting lineup too. But this will be a thing moving forward. Newcastle absolutely have to use their squad. They have to protect their fitness. Just thought that was
just a few people singing Voldemort, ole ole ole.
Well, he's walking past us. He's walking past us on the side of the pitch. Yeah. So yeah, good to see him. He does look very cool. I mean, the defence, it's 3 clean sheets and 4. Going into this game, Newcastle had conceded fewer shots against them than any other Premier League team. What those updated stats look like now, we'll have to kind of wait perhaps for the midweek pod to have a look at that. But what does that tell you? So it's not just about sort of defending well as a defence. That says to me that Newcastle just aren't allowing their opponents to get into dangerous positions. So I think that's a collective defence. And they've looked really solid. As you pointed out, there were a couple of ropey moments at the start of this match.
Pope made a big save.
Pope made a big save. They did give the ball away a couple of times too much. But once they'd worked themselves into the game, once they'd gone ahead, there was just no way that Wolves were going to come back into that match. I think this is the first time in Wolves history that they've lost their first 4 matches of the season, by the way. But no, in defence, it's really encouraging. They do look very, very solid. And, you know, again, one thing to point out, Newcastle do now have great depth in their squad. But, you know, look at who was on the bench today. Sven Botman, a player of immense class, we know, came in against Leeds, didn't look fit, didn't look match fit, perhaps. They've got Lewis Hall on the bench, the breakthrough player of last season. Magnificent for Newcastle last season. They've got Malik Chow on the bench too, who they signed in the summer. You know, they've got Aaron Ramsdale on the bench. You know, got others like Emil Kraft too. But it's been a really positive start to the season by Newcastle's experienced players. Again, look at the players who've started every match so far. Nick Pope, Kieran Trippier, Dan Byrne, Fabian Scher, and so too has Tino Livramento, who's obviously at a different age range. But like, that's brilliant. You know, it shows that Newcastle's experienced players are fighting. They're doing absolutely everything to stay in the team. They're not going to be able to play every game moving forward in this spell of 23 games in 7 days, as I've described it. I mean, insane. So they will get taken out of the team, and the other players will contribute, I'm sure. Just very encouraging. 3 clean sheets out of 4 matches. Yeah, very solid.
We're going to be thrown out of the press box in a second. So just very quickly, just to throw another pointless stat out there. This was Newcastle's 100th 1-0 win in the Premier League, apparently, becoming the 8th club to reach that milestone. But really, this is the win that they needed anyway, anyhow, because next up, it's the big one. It's Barcelona on Thursday night, and we'll talk about more on that next show. But it just all feels like everyone is going to be focused on that huge occasion.
Yeah, massive. I mean, the second half wasn't much to write about today against Wolves, but in some ways that's kind of very positive. I didn't write down a single note in the second half. So, but you know, Newcastle took the drama out of it. They drained the drama out of it, and they got over the line. And really, the end of the match, you know, Wolves had a little bit of pressure, but it wasn't very focused. It didn't feel like they were going to get anything out of it. And so, yeah, not a classic match by any stretch of the imagination, but a really important 3 points, a great goal, a great start for the new German number 27, and onwards and upwards to the massive tie that lies ahead. Can't wait.
7 plus 2 equals 9.
It does.
So there we go. Massive 3 points for Newcastle United. Big Nick off and running with a goal at St James's Park as well. It was a bit of a tough game in the end, but we got there. We got it over the line. Lots and lots of exciting stuff coming up in the next few weeks. Absolutely huge spell of football. Next show will be Monday before a special Champions League night against Barcelona at St James's Park. If you want to get in touch with us, podonthetyne@gmail.com is the email address, and at podonthetyne on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. That's it from us. Thank you very much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a lovely weekend, and we shall speak to you very soon. Thanks a lot. Bye.
That's inviting!
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.